Welcome back to another episode of Rita's Dump, where we shovel the nonsense, unicorn costumes optional. I'm Rita Slanina from RitaSlanina.com, where I blog, and just keep you updated and entertained with the latest music, book, releases, blogs, posts, and podcasts. A shed, some bread, and a dog. Oh my! It's summer and it is DIY time. Today we are tackling a shed, some bread, and a dog. Oh my! Demos, bread, dogs. What am I thinking? Like, summer DIY. The heat is literally killing me, guys. It's literally killing me. Between the extreme heat warnings, the readiness to jump out the door for poolside fun, and oh yeah, those oh-so-dire attempts at trying to get any work done in the office, an overwhelm of brain fragmenting, and seriously, my brain just keeps crossing its wires, shutting off, no thoughts, no thinking, just that knock-knock, no one's home type of action. It's too hot. I'm so sweaty. Ew. Where is fall already? Where is, like, PSL everything? I need my pumpkin spice. Oh my gosh, I'm definitely off track again. See? This is what the heat's doing to me. So, I digress. If your projects seem to be never-ending this summer, then you are not alone. I'm rowing that same canoe. Now that canoe seems to be going around in a circle, but nonetheless. Alternatively, if you're one of those peeps who enjoy their summertime sans projects and good at incorporating the sun rays and beach waves, good for you. I'm jelly. That's what I think of that. And since laying around watching the birds chirp just isn't my thing, and it's not for a lack of want, y'all, but because I cannot sit still for nothing. Like, for real. It was time to dust off the list and check off each item systematically of outdoor construction projects. Cue the outdoor demolition of the shed, the nasty, disgusting, gnarly shed. This thing was so, like, disgusting doesn't even cover how it was. It needs a sound. Termites, voles, which are like moles and vermin somehow rolled into one word. I don't know. It's just like another rodent type of thing. Living underneath the structure, nests of other bugs within the walls, deterioration of the wood, black mold, wood rot due to improper insulation and or the build itself not being properly sealed. Not to mention, I'm fairly sure this thing is at least 25 years of age or longer. And that's frankly just too long for one of those little outdoor Home Depot sheds to be posted up out in the yard. If you haven't had a chance yet, go take a look at the video I posted up on my YouTube channel so you can see how I deconstructed that gnarly thing. I did it fairly quickly in 3 stages. I started with the roof, then attacked the walls, and finally removed the foundation. The word foundation is being used loosely here as it was also rotten and foul. Like, for real foul, like gross. So maybe you're not even a go outdoors in the summer kind of gal or dude and prefer an indoor activity. Well, I have some good indoor stuff in store for you in upcoming posts. Today I ventured indoors to bake some bread. It's the easiest recipe I've ever used and I get perfect results every time. I mean, it's technically foolproof. Okay, maybe not, because bread sucks and it's really hard to do. It took me over 2 years. But it's technically a French bread high-altitude recipe I found online. If you go to the blog, you can totally get the link to where I got the original recipe. But I've also posted a recipe card because I've made minor adjustments so that I can set and forget, because that's just how I roll. And sidebar, from what I've heard, high altitude recipes just call for a higher heat time while baking. Let me know if this is true. And if this is the only reason that it's high altitude, I'd really love some confirmation on this. Again, y'all, if you just want to print the recipe, I've put up a little printable free recipe card up on the website. Go check it out so that you can get baking your bread indoors today. So naturally, I had to grab my number one taste tester, Bruno, my lab pay. He's so quirky, tons of personality. And he is not shy when it comes to food. I mean, he really knows what he loves and spits out what he don't. And I think we can say that Bruno was definitely loving today's loaf. Listening. I hope you had as good a chuckle as I've had being here with you guys today. Please be sure to hit Amazon to get your copy of Harbor Excursions, the book. Harbor Excursions 2 releases this year. Visit iTunes to pick up your copy of the new album out now. I pulled the trigger. It was such a fun thing to do. And yeah, I actually tried to rap on this thing. Who'd have thunk it? Also, add to your Spotify YouTube playlist. Then cruise on over to patreon.com/ritaselenina. For members only treats. I'm Rita at ritaselenina.com. Come by, visit, say hello on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Thanks, guys.